This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is due to be fingerprinted and photographed in a New York City courthouse next week as he becomes the first ex-president to face criminal charges. It's a case involving a 2016 hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
A growing police presence and a throng of TV news cameras surrounded a Manhattan courthouse on Friday, where ex-President Donald Trump was due to be fingerprinted and get a mugshot next week as he becomes the first sitting or former commander-in-chief in American history to face criminal charges. A lawyer for Trump said the former president will plead not guilty to the charges related to a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels made just days before the 2016 presidential election. Another Trump attorney said he will not be handcuffed when he is expected to surrender on Tuesday under the terms of a deal agreed to by the office of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. U.S. President Joe Biden called on Russia Friday to release detained Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, charged with spying by Moscow. Biden said let him go as he left the White House for a trip to storm-devastated Mississippi. The Journal said the detention of its reporter was based on false allegations. Nine Chinese aircraft crossed the Taiwan Straits median line on Friday, carrying out combat readiness patrols. Taiwan's defense ministry said days after Beijing threatened retaliation if President Tsai Ing-wen meets U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Tsai arrived in the United States on Wednesday, stopping off on her way to Central America. She's expected to meet McCarthy in Los Angeles on her way back to Taiwan.